Now, thank you, our Director General, for your excellent speech. Now, speech that we just have heard may illustrate many things. Number one, maybe this illustrates the disease level of commitment to the work of WHO and global health, of course. The second, it may illustrate level of understanding on the part of DG of various health issues that we have faced. And of course, this illustrates level of the hard work that you have put into for the last several years. But in my view, what is most eloquently illustrated by her speech today is now Dr. Margaret Chan is truly the leader of the organization. Thank you. Before continuing our consideration of item 3, I should like to remind you of the Rule 99 of the Rules of Procedure, which reads, at the commencement of each regular session of the Health Assembly, the President shall request members desirous of putting forward suggestions regarding the annual election of those member states to be entitled to designate a person to serve on the board to place their suggestions before the General Committee. Such suggestions shall reach the Chairman of the General Committee not later than 24 hours after the President has made the announcement in accordance with the rule. On this occasion, I would like to draw attention to the fact that in accordance with Article 25 and 24 and 25 of the Constitution, board shall consist of 34 persons designated by as many member states. This year, the 12 vacancies to fill will be as follows. In the African region, 2. In the region of the America, 3. In the East Mediterranean region, 2. In the European region, 2. In the Southeast Asian region, 1. And in the Western Pacific region, 2. I shall invite delegates wishing to put forward suggestions concerning these elections to submit them to the assistant to the secretary of the assembly not later than Tuesday afternoon, 21st May, at 16 hours in room A656, in order to enable the General Committee to meet to draw up its recommendations to the Assembly regarding these elections. And I would like to announce that Committee A will now start its first meeting in room 18 in parallel with this plenary. We shall now resume consideration of item 3. The theme of general discussion this year is how to ensure the place of health and the next generation of global development goals. Delegates wishing to do so may also submit their statement in writing for inclusion in the record as provided in the resolution WHA 50.18. I would like to also draw attention to the resolution WHA 50.18 recommending that delegates should limit their statement to 5 minutes. I would like to appeal to all honorable ministers and delegates to comply with this time limit. Otherwise, it will delay the start of the work of Committee B and affect the orderly conduct of its work. And delegate will speak from the rostrum. In order to save time, whenever one delegate is invited to make a statement, the next delegate on the list of speakers will also be called to the rostrum where he or she will sit until his or her time to speak has come. Delegates should deliver their speech at a speed that allows for interpretation. You are reminded that to ensure this, a 5-minute speech should be between 500 and 700 words. In order to remind speakers of the desirability of keeping their address to not more than 5 minutes, a system of traffic light has been installed. The green light will change to amber on the 4th minute and finally to red on the 5th minute. Should the delegate wish to submit, in order to save time, a prepared statement for inclusion extenso in the verbatim record, instead of delivering it orally, which is permissible to do so on the agenda item 3 only, or if any written text exists of a speech which a delegate intends to deliver, copies should be handed to the officer responsible for the list of speakers. This procedure would also apply to those delegates who have to leave Geneva and are not able to deliver their speech under this agenda item before they leave. This text will be published in the records of the Assembly. Debate on item 3 is now open. The first two speakers on the list are United States of America, will speak on behalf of the members of American region, and Angola will speak on behalf of members of the African region. May I invite them to come to the restaurant?